Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Sue in Wyandotte. Sue says, my former seller did not tell me of the house's foundation problem. Now my home basement has major water issues. I want to file suit, but do I still have to fix the issue or should I wait for the outcome of the lawsuit? Well, Sue, you should still try to fix the foundation problem during the time that you are pursuing a legal action. This is known as mitigating your damages. The law requires that a party who has experienced a loss or harm take reasonable steps to decrease the extent of their losses rather than sitting back and letting the losses pile up. This theory applies to a wide range of legal issues and is especially prevalent in property damage claims. The next question comes from Carrie R. in Flushing, Michigan. Carrie says, the seller is unable to proceed with closing due to financial circumstances. The sellers had already accepted the offer. I had completed the appraisal and the closing is scheduled for next week. What are my rights in the situation and what actions can I take? So Carrie, your legal rights against the seller's breach will depend on what the provisions in the purchase agreement say as to the available legal remedies that you have against the seller. A poor purchase agreement may only require that the seller return your earnest money deposit to you and nothing more, while a more robust purchase agreement will allow for equitable remedies that may include the right to have a court compel the closing. This is why it is so important to have a real estate attorney review your legal documents before you sign them. While there are great salespeople out there, real estate sales agents and title companies are not lawyers and cannot provide legal advice. The final question today is from Melody S. from Fraser. She says, is there hope to get my childhood home back? My mother and I were, I believe, wrongfully evicted from land that we had been renting to own for 12 years, and due to a blight complaint while cleaning out our garage, we all fell ill and had to stop working for a week or so. The guy we bought the land from said we had to give him $30,000 in one lump sum. We only owed around $12,000, or he was going to have us evicted. This all happened as COVID started. Is there any way I can possibly take them to court over land that we owned on a land contract? So Melody, a real estate attorney familiar with land contract law, would need to review the default provisions of the land contract. Additionally, there is a legal process for forfeiture on a land contract. I hope that helps. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.